Morning. Thank you, Uncle Balix, for singing with us.
谢谢巴拉克弟兄带领我们。
Thank you for Madeline to translate for me.
感谢神让我有机会来翻译。
有时候分享的时候可以用国语啦，只是
他用国语我就用英文。
对啊，翻译啦，就是这样翻译。不一定啦，所以我国语很差，所以我就。
He's good.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Today we have our passage actually. The person who was supposed to come to speak actually was Anna Marie.
我们原来的讲员是安娜玛利亚姐妹。
But she had to actually. She had I think diabetes attack. So actually, she had to go to the hospital this week.
她因为糖尿病就进了医院。
So the unexpected has happened already that I have come to be able to share today.
这是意想不到，所以今天早上我有机会在当中跟大家一起来分享。
This is also a part of our passage that the way that we see Jesus coming is this perfect picture of Jesus.
我们刚才所念的经文就显露了耶稣来的一个景象。
But we'll look into it to see how when people did not receive him when he came.
我们看到说耶稣来的时候其实不受欢迎。
And most of us who are believers in here, when we meet God, it's very unexpected.
我们当中很多人已经是基督徒，但我们遇到神的是意想不到的。
I myself was one of those people.
我自己就是这样子。
I was not looking for God.
其实我没有在期待神。
And I didn't even like him.
其实我不喜欢神。
Actually ran away from him and avoided him.
其实我一直在逃避上帝。
And yet, when I was grounded in my room by my mom,
可是有一天我妈把我放在家里的时候，
I found him.
我寻找到上帝。
Actually, he found me.
应该这么说，神寻找到我。
So the unexpected happens to us all the time.
我们有些意外会发生在我们的身上。
And we don't like change. Nobody likes change.
没有人喜欢改变。
But we also appreciate it because when God intervenes in our life,
可是我们很感谢神，当他介入我们的生命的时候，
we see, when we look back, we appreciate the fact that God came to save us.
当我们往回看的时候，我们很感谢神进入我们的生命当中。
Even the bad things that happen to us, we can look back.
就像一些不好发生在我们事情。
And even the good things that happen to us.
就像那些好的发生在我们身上的事情。
Nothing, our life isn't really what we planned it to be.
可能我们的生命不是我们生命中所计划的。
I think that's the way it's supposed to be.
可是却是如此。
So when we read in Matthew 2 today,
我们今天所念的经文是马太福音第二章。
I just want to bring out a couple points to just share with all of us today.
我有几点要想跟大家今天一起分享。
I want you guys to picture the scene that Jesus is born.
我想要大家想象一下耶稣当初所诞生时候的情景。
The little baby in the manger.Joseph and Mary huddled around.
一个马槽的声音，父母在他的身边。
It's a very beautiful scene.
是一个美丽的情景。
Stinky cows and horses,
有一些牛羊在他的周围。
很臭，对。
很臭的。
Yeah. They have, they no one let them into their homes.
他们没有人欢迎他们到他们家里。
There's no more space.
因为没有空地方为主。
It's really a beautiful scene.
是一个美丽的情景。
If you drive along the, along your, neighborhoods, you'll see these scenes everywhere.
如果你到你的社区的时候，你会发现就有这样一个情景在当中。
But I want to let you know that this is not just a beautiful scene.
我想让你知道说，这不但是一个美丽的情景。
This is actually very dangerous.
这是一个非常危险的。
It's not exactly what we expect.
不是我们所期待的。
When we think of God coming to us as a king, we expect, a triumphant return.
当我们想到说耶稣是一个王的身份，我们想到说是一个得胜的一个进入。
We expect a king riding in on his horse.
我们期待是一个君王骑在马上。
Killing his enemies and blowing trumpets.
杀死他的敌人得胜。
And declaring that, his reign is great and glorious.
宣告说他的统治是完美的。
However, this is King Jesus being born in a stable.
可是我们想到耶稣是生在马槽里。
Not the place that you would expect a king to be born.
是你不期待说一个王所诞生的地方。
The poorest of the poor lived here.
他是贫穷中的最贫穷的。
Didn't have money or a place to stay.
没有钱，没有地方居住。
But in a stable.
就在马槽里。
This beautiful scene is the context, the background is that he was actually born to go take a census in Bethlehem.
这美丽情景的一个据点就是说他是要到伯利恒。
So the Roman census is actually every 14 years, someone takes, everyone goes to their hometown, okay?
每14年，所有的人都要回到自己的居住地。
And to pay taxes.
就是为了要赋税。
It's such a fun time, you know?
是一个很愉快的日子。
This is the most hated time of everyone's life, actually.
也是每个人生命觉得最讨厌的时刻。
Because it reminds them that, every person who's born pays a tax to the emperor, Rome.
因为每个人都要向皇帝来上税。
We learned this in school that, oh, Rome is so great because they brought roads and all these things.
我们学到说罗马是个很棒的地方，因为它带给我们许多欢乐。
Actually, that's great, but if we look back into history, Rome was hated by everybody.
看起来像很好，其实以前的时代，罗马是被人家憎恶的。
Actually, it was an empire that actually crumbled because it killed itself.
它是一个被推倒的一个王国。
They killed millions of Christians.
他们杀死了很多的基督徒。
That all these Christians had to leave, actually.
而这些基督徒必须逃开。
And we find this is the scene that Jesus is coming into.
而耶稣的诞生就是这样一个画面。
So Herod is king of, king of the Jews, just kind of governor of that section at that time.
叙利王当时是在掌权。
So the governor is Herod is basically the king's servant. Okay?
基本上他是王的那个仆人。
He's not really king of the Jews.
他其实不是犹太人的王。
Actually, he hated the fact that another king of the Jews was born.
其实他很憎恨说有一个犹太的王诞生了。
And during this time, it's finally evident to them that, to Herod, that I want to kill this king of the Jews.
所以甚至选民希律其实要杀这个犹太人的王。
So when you think of this scene that Jesus is born, remember as you look at it, it's not this beautiful scene that we all see.
当你在思考耶稣诞生的信息的时候，这不但是一个美丽的一个情景。
It's a very interesting time for me as a young parent.
对我一个年轻的父母是一个有趣的时间。
To try to explain this scene to my daughter.
就是要来向我女儿解释这样的一个美丽的情景。
It's very beautiful, but there's this person trying to kill him.
是很美丽情景，可是却有一个人要来杀害这个婴孩。
It's not an easy reality for us to talk about.
不容易的一个现实，要我们来接受的。
Now, being born in Bethlehem,
诞生在伯利恒
is very important as well.
是其实非常重要。
The word Bethlehem actually means
这个字伯利恒
house of bread,
就是代表是应该是那个面包之家。
Yeah, yeah, good. So it's actually very hard to translate that one. Okay. But Bethlehem is this place called the house of bread.
伯利恒就称为面包之家。
Bread represents abundance, a place where you can get food.
面包代表丰盛，就是你可以得到温饱的地方。
So when Jesus is born in Bethlehem,
当耶稣降生在伯利恒
it not only fulfills prophecy,
不但实现了圣经的预言
but it also, it also describes who he is.
这也形容耶稣到底是谁。
He's a God who provides for our needs.
他是一位供应我们的上帝。
Beyond just regular bread.
超过我们一般的需要。
Spiritual bread.
甚至属灵上的需要。
This is why later on he calls himself the bread of life.
所以为什么耶稣称自己为生命之粮？
You must eat of me so that you will not hunger anymore.
你要吃我，你从此就不再饿。
You must drink of me so that you will not be thirsty.
你要喝我的血，你从此就不再渴。
Being born in Bethlehem is not just some random hometown.
生长在伯利恒是很重要，不是单一的一件事情。
Bethlehem is actually this place where God starts providing for his people.
因为伯利恒就是神开始供应他的百姓的一个地方。
And this time not with bread alone.
这次不但只是在粮食方面。
But the word of God.
更是上帝的话语。
Jesus himself.
就是耶稣基督自己。
So that's why he calls himself later, I am the bread of life.
所以他称自己为生命之粮。
Now it's interesting, as we kind of go into in verse 2, as you read on, he's actually driven into Egypt later on.
很有趣的，我们看到说到，其实在第二节讲到他是被逼跑到埃及去。
He was born here, but all of a sudden, he's not welcome here.
他虽然生长在这里，可是却不受欢迎。
So God tells him in verse 13, right, that he needs to go to Egypt.
13节里面耶稣神告诉他他必须逃亡埃及。
He doesn't tell Jesus, he tells his parents.、Okay.
当然神是告诉耶稣的父母，不是告诉耶稣。
So actually, even that picture itself is that Jesus is helpless in himself.
就是这样的景象显出其实耶稣是很无助的。
He relies on God's goodness.
因为他要期待着上帝的良善。
Telling his parents to take him to Egypt.
告诉他的父母把他带到埃及去。
This is not just for the parents' protection.
这个不但是保护他父母对他的保护。
But this is for Jesus' protection.
而是对耶稣的保护。
And this is for our salvation.
也是为了我们的救恩。
Egypt is this place that's, if you read it in the Old Testament, is actually this place where slavery happens.
如果你读旧约，你就知道，埃及其实是为奴之地。
It's actually very ironic because when Moses first becomes, you know, first is saved by, Pharaoh's family.
很讽刺，当摩西被，法老的女儿拯救的时候
they actually killed all the infants during that time because they were afraid of Israel.
他们杀害了所有的孩子，因为他们当时很害怕以色列人。
Now it's ironic because this story is, guess who is seeking to kill Jesus?
很讽刺的，这里谁要寻找耶稣的生命呢？
It's Jesus's people and Herod the king.
是希律王和耶稣自己的百姓。
This is actually a very ironic situation.
这是一个非常讽刺的一个景象。
Where he's supposed to find sanctuary with his people.
他应该在他的人民当中找到归处。
God sends him to Egypt and says, you will find sanctuary here.
可是神却叫他逃往埃及。
Imagine the worst place that you would like to be.
想想你想要到了一个最可怕的一个地方。
And God tells you to go there to find your sanctuary.
可是神却叫哪里去找你的避难所。
Right, I'm sure any of you, us have felt that before.
我相信我们大家都有同样的经历。
I'll share with you. When I returned from college,
当我从大学毕业回来以后
going home was the worst thing for me.
回到家里是最可怕的事情。
But actually, you know, I didn't want my, to eat family dinners together.
我不想跟家人享用晚餐。
My parents were divorced.
因为我的父母是离异的。
Okay.My sisters were still, you know, inside the house.
我妹妹还在家里面。
Where would I live?
我该住哪里呢？
Where could I find peace?
我哪里可以找到平安？
Surely not in my house.
肯定不是在我们家。
However,
可是
as I stayed there for, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years.
当我在那住了两三年以后，
My heart actually began to change.
我的心开始改变。
It was a place where I had found so much pain and hurt.
一个我曾经受到很多伤害的地方。
But as I began to just eat dinner with my mom and my dad,
当我开始跟我的父母享用晚餐的时候
not together because they're divorced,
不在一起，他们已经离异。
It started to soften my own heart.
可是他开始软化我的心。
The unexpected happens in a variety of ways.
意想不到的事情发生了。
I look back on that time as one of the things that God used to shape me.
我往后看的时候，看到神如何的塑造我。
You know, the bitterness and the hurt that I had towards my parents.
我对我父母的愤怒跟抱怨。
Or my family.
还有对我的家人。
Actually, it was in some ways my salvation.
以成为我这个救赎之道。
It changed who I was.
它改变了我。
It helped me to appreciate, the place I came from.
帮助了我。
So in Egypt, this is where Jesus finds his sanctuary.
在埃及的时候，耶稣找到了避难所。
Just think of this. It's not this beautiful scene of Jesus in a manger anymore.
想象耶稣不只是美丽的情景，在一个马槽里面。
To take a modern example, this is like ISIS killing babies or children and the children fleeing the homes in Syria.
以现在的情景就是有小孩被杀害，他们要逃离现场。
This is the equivalent of what is happening during this time.
就是当时所发生的一个景象。
Wherever you can find sanctuary,
当你可以找到你的安息处的时候，
God has sent you.
神就要跟你说话。
Why do people hate Jesus coming?
为什么人不欢迎耶稣呢？
This is in verse 3, okay? Verse 3 says this.
其实就在第三节的里面。
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him.
叙利王听见心里就不安，耶路撒冷和城的人也都不安。
You would think that the king returning or being born, would bring great joy to the people.
你想说王诞生应该带给大家许多的喜乐。
But let's don't read too fast and see and miss that.
可是不要读得太快。
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled.
叙利王听见就心里不安。
And then said, and all Jerusalem with him.
耶路撒冷和城。
Now, why is that so?
为什么会如此呢?
Herod was a king. He had great power and influence.
叙利有是王，他有很大的权力跟影响力。
Great status among the people.
他有在人民当中有很好的一个地位。
Even Jerusalem itself was had a sense of peace on in their city.
其实耶路撒冷全城都是平安的。
Rome wasn't totally bad.
其实罗马政府没有那么坏。
But it brought some peace and some stability to their lives.
他们有带来安定跟平安给这些犹太人。
I mean, along with a lot of the bad.
当然也带来一些不好的。
But actually a lot of good.
可是也带来许多的好处。
But actually this speaks to something deeper than just the circumstance of that time.
这里有更深层的一个意义。
It actually speaks to how people accept Jesus.
这里更深的一个意义看到人是怎么看待耶稣。
Or if they will receive Jesus.
或者说他们有没有接受耶稣。
When we first encounter God himself.
当我们第一次遇见上帝的时候。
Think about your own first time.
想想你自己的第一次。
Was it welcoming? Did you have an attitude of welcoming to him?
你有欢迎主吗?
Or were you a little bit skeptical?
或是你有点不安?
Were you a little bit worried about what he might ask of you?
或者你会想说神对我会有什么要求?
Maybe it's not just, here's your salvation.
也许不只是说这就是你的救恩。
Because my question was, what's the catch?
因为我的问题是有没有什么把柄
What's the trade here?
到底我要牺牲什么
Do you really want me to, is this really free?
救恩真的是免费的吗
If someone had told me that it wasn't free in that sense,
如果有人告诉我救恩并不是免费的
I might not have become a Christian.
可能我就不会成为基督徒
Strange how that happens.
很奇怪它发生了
You actually need to give up your life.
其实你必须把你的生命献上。
You actually need to give up your own lifestyle.
你必须把你的生命形态献上。
Your way of thinking.
你自己的思想。
Your way of feeling.
你的感觉。
In order to have God save you for who you are.
为了让神来拯救你，成为他所要你成为的人。
This is what it means to become a Christian.
这就是成为基督徒的一个意义。
We never receive Jesus on our own.
我们不是凭自己去接受耶稣。
There are circumstances that happen in our lives.
有些情况在我们生命里面发生了。
That God is moving around.
神在当中工作。
To help us to see him more clearly.
帮助我们更清楚认识上帝。
Sometimes it's crisis.
有时候是危难。
Most of the time it's crisis.
很多的时候是危难。
Sometimes it's through reading and understanding.
有时候是读过阅读去了解。
Sometimes it's through a friend telling us a bit of truth.
有时候是一些朋友对我们诉说真理。
But in this scene, this is not that hard to understand how Herod and Jerusalem would not receive Jesus.
在这里情景不难了解说为什么犹太人还有希律都不欢迎耶稣。
It's actually very hard to have change in your life.
因为其实要生命有改变是很困难的一件事。
Even good change.
即便是好的改变。
Nobody likes change.
因为没有人喜欢改变。
No one even really... That's not true. We like change.
我们喜欢改变。
Only if it's in our advantage.
可是就是对我们有益的。
But even our way of thinking about the advantage
我们在去思想这个好处的时候
is kind of corrupted and sinful.
其实是不正确的。
So this is how I think. I think that everyone should change.
我的思想里面是觉得每一个人都应该要改变。
Just except me.
其实只有我以外。
And I want everyone around me, my family to change.
我希望我的家人，我周围人改变。
Except me.
除了我以外。
That's how I would make the world better.
这是我使这个世界变更好的一个方法。
Do you see how strange that is?
你没有看到这很奇怪吗?
I'm the boss, but I don't want to change.
我是老板，可是我不愿改变。
And I want everybody else to change.
可是我要其他人改变。
Now I have good intentions.
其实我是有好意的。
But I have it all in the wrong way.
可是目的却不对。
I am unaware of my own sinfulness.
我没有想到自己的罪恶。
As is all of us.
我们也一样。
I don't blame Herod or Jerusalem for rejecting their king.
我不责怪希律王还有以色列人拒绝耶稣。
How do you reach dead and blind people?
你怎么样去接待这样的一个人呢？
How do you expect evil people to receive Jesus?
你怎么期待恶人去接受耶稣呢？
Of course you would reject him.
当然你会拒绝耶稣。
Until God intervenes in our life.
直到神介入我们的生命当中。
And this is what he does. He returns eventually to Israel.
这就是耶稣所做，他回到耶路撒冷。
Even though he's unwelcome.
即便他不受欢迎。
Now, why is it important that, why is it so important that he came?
为什么耶稣要来呢？
Because of their response.
因为我们的回应。
Because the fact that they rejected him,
因为这些人拒绝耶稣,
it showed how deep their sin problem was.
就说明我们人类的一个罪恶。
You see, so actually what happened actually after that, was that when Jesus fled to Egypt,
当耶稣逃往埃及的时候,
Herod actually did kill everyone who was under 2 years old.
希律杀死所有两岁以下的孩童,
just to protect his own status.
为了保持自己的地位。
But then, this is why. Actually, Jesus came to die even for people like Herod.
耶稣来就是为此，为那像希律这样的一个人。
Even for people like in Jerusalem who rejected him.
就像为了耶稣来的和城镇拒绝他的人。
Why is it so important that he came?
耶稣降生为何那么的重要？
Just in order to save the people.That rejected him.
为了要拯救拒绝他的人。
To bring light to the blind.
要使瞎眼得看见。
To bring hearing to the deaf.
使耳聋的得听见。
Actually, to bring life to the dead.
使死亡的人得生命。
Actually, so that they would see him as being good to them.
使他们可以看到上帝的恩赐。
Now, it's like the good doctor.
就好像一个好的医生。
Sometimes he must hurt us.
他必须要伤害我们。
In order to cure us.
为了要来医治我们。
If there's cancer inside your body.
如果你身体里面有癌症。
Nobody puts a band-aid on their arm.
没有人会把他的那个包布裹在他的手上。
You know that the doctor must cut in.
你知道医生必须要开刀。
Sometimes to hurt.
有时候会很疼痛。
In order for the greater good.
为了更大的好处
to eventually take out the cancer,
他必须要把这癌症从你身体上除出来
so that you could live,
叫你可以活下去
This is what Jesus desires for all of us,
这就是耶稣渴望在我们身上所做的
and sometimes it will hurt,
有时候会让我们觉得有伤害
and sometimes it will be very difficult,
有时候是很困难的
and sometimes it hurts, we hurt ourselves,
有时候我们会自我伤害
but this is GodSaying, I have come to give you life.
可是这是上帝告诉我来就是要为你叫你得生命。
This is why he was born in a manger.
这是为什么耶稣要上升在马槽里。
He's born as someone who has no status.
他降生是一个卑微的人。
He comes as someone who is unwelcome and put to shame.
他来要使我们这些人感到羞愧。
Do you remember actually?Mary was not married at the time she was pregnant.
你记得玛利亚在怀孕的时候，其实她还没有被娶过来。
And we all know what we're all thinking about that.
我们都自己知道我们自己对这件事有什么样的想法。
You can imagine what Joseph was thinking that his fiance was pregnant before they were married.
你可以当时想象，约瑟他的想法，我的未婚妻还没有结婚就已经怀孕了。
It's a funny, very funny scene.
是一个很奇怪、很可笑的一个取景。
This is a God that had no status, that had no fame.That had no reception to his coming.
这是一个没有名誉、没有地位、没有地方的一个君王。
Nobody.
No, 没有人认识的人。
So that he could identify.
为了他可以跟我们认可。
With those who had no status.
就像我们这些卑微的人。
That those who are broken and shameful.
就那些破碎、那些羞愧的人。
So that he could say, I am just...Like you.
耶稣就可以跟我们来认同，因为我跟你一样。
Actually, Because you were made in my image.
因为你是照我的形象所造的。
So he lived this perfect life.
他有这个完美的人生。
To actually show us what it meant to, what it could be like.
让我们说明说我们的生命可以如何的美好。
His example actually guides us in how we are to live.
耶稣的榜样指引我们应该如何的来生活。
In suffering and in success.
在成功在痛苦的当中。
Because his ministry had both.
耶稣 的事工都有两方面。
He had friends die.
他有朋友死亡。
He had great success in his ministry.
他在他事工非常的成功。
And then he also had friends betray him.
可是他也有出卖他的朋友。
Actually, on the cross, he actually asked God to forgive the people who crucified him.
在他十字架上的时候，他求神原谅那些杀害他的人。
This is...The God who came and was born in a manger.
这就是我们所接受的降生在马槽的君王。
Doesn't sound very great.
不是很伟大吗？
Or very glorious.
还是很荣耀的。
But he's, you know, he's the God of the people.
他是人民的君王。
He's one of us.
他是我们当中的一份。
But only in his death.
借着他的死。
He could declare all our sins paid for.
他可以担当我们所有的罪。
So he lived this life so he can give us an example of how to live.
他活这样的生命让我们给我们一个榜样如何的生活。
But in his death, he gave us a new kind of life.
在他的死他给我们一个重新的生命。
A different life.
一个不一样的一个生命。
One that is to be born again.
是要重生。
One which we are to follow.
是我们要跟随。
To die to ourselves.
就是要对即死。
But guess what? We could not accomplish what he accomplished.
可是我们没有办法达到耶稣所达到的。
So what happens is he accomplishes for us.
他替我们成就了这一切。
What we cannot accomplish for ourselves.
我们自己所没有办法成就的。
And the only thing that we could credit to ourselves.
我们唯一可以取功劳的。
Is how bad we messed up our lives.
就是说我们真的是生命一塌糊涂。
So you look around in this room today.
你向左右看一下。
There's no successes here.
这里没有成功可言。
We're all sinful and broken people.
我们都是破碎罪人。
This should change even our attitudes or our,the way we see others.
这应该改变我们对别人的看法。
We are to look at each other as brothers and sisters.
我们应该以弟兄姐妹来看待彼此。
Not as first and second class citizens.
不是第一等或第二等。
This is what Jesus does.
这是耶稣所做的。
You can only bring, the only thing that qualifies you for coming into church.
唯一让你可以来教会的一个条件。
Is your sin.
就是你的罪。
And the fact that Jesus paid for that.
而主为我们负担了这个罪的代价。
And he gives you a new life.
他给你一个新的生命。
He who was poor became rich. Or he was rich became poor. Sorry.
他原本是富有却成为贫穷。
So that we could become the righteousness of God.
我们可以成为上帝的公义。
He's actually coming to save evil men.
他是来拯救这些恶人。
And adopting them into his family.
然后把他们接到神的家里面。
I love this picture, and I'll end with this story.
我很喜欢这故事，我要用一个故事作为一个结束。
In Africa, there were two tribes, or genocide, mass genocide.
在非洲有两个部队。
So one child soldier, when he was younger, actually killed a son of this woman.
有一个小孩杀了一个女人的一个儿子。
So after this civil war, they actually caught him.
这个内战里面他们抓到了他。
And they said to the woman, said, he killed your son.
他们对那个母亲说他杀了你的儿子。
What do you want to do with him?
你要如何对待这个凶手呢?
His life is yours.
他的生命就在您手中。
And she said, I want him to be my son.
他说我要他成为我的儿子。
I have no son.
我没有儿子了。
So you can, your punishment,is that you are to be my son.
你的惩罚就是成为我的儿子。
To live in my house.
住在我的家里。
To be my son.
成为我的儿子。
This is a beautiful picture of what happens.
这就是一个很美丽的一个情景。
This is exactly what God does to us.
这也是神坐在我们身上。
We actually kill his son.
我们杀了他的儿子。
We reject him.
我们拒绝了耶稣。
We don't want him.
我们不要耶稣。
But yet he comes to us.
可是他过来。
Through great pain and struggle,
经过很大的挣扎跟痛苦
to actually say that we are the same,
为了要来拯救我们这个罪人
but then to say, this is where we're different.
可是这是我们不同的地方
Where we're different is that I want you to be my son.
不同地方就是他要我们成为他的儿子。
I want you to be my daughter.
我要你成为我的女儿。
In spite of everything you've done to me.
即便你做了这么多坏事。
I've still come for you.
我还是来到你当中。
This is the God we serve.
这就是我们的神。
This is the God that was born.
这是为我们降生的神。
And this is why we sing and celebrate today.
所以说我们今天歌颂赞美我们的主。
This is why we celebrate Easter.
这是为什么我们庆祝复活节
？That's why we actually celebrate every single day.
而且为什么庆祝我们的每一天
？We don't celebrate ourselves.
我们不是在庆贺自己。
We celebrate that Christ is here today.
我们庆祝说耶稣今天就在我们当中。
Thank you. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we ask that you speak to us.
天父，我们请你跟我们说话。
This is our simple prayer.
这是我们简单的祷告。
Help us to see.
帮助我们看见。
Help us to hear.
帮助我们听见。
And bring to light whatever it is that is in the darkness.
今天，请你把亮光放在我们当中。
May we always see.
让我每次都看见。
That it is you who finds us.
是你来寻找我们。
It was not us who found you.
不是我们找到你。
It is you who saved us.
是你拯救我们。
And that you did not come as a great and glorious king.
你来不是一个像一个得胜的君王。
But you came like one of us.
你就在我们的当中。
In order to save us.
为了要来拯救我们。
Because it's the only way that we could hear you and see you.
因为这是我们唯一方法，可以听见你，可以看见你。
We look forward to when you come again.
我们期待你的再来。
Because it will not be as a baby.
因为你再来的时候不再是一个婴孩。
But it will be as a king.
是一个君王。
We look forward to your coming.
我们期待你的来临。
We love you.
我们爱你。
Because we know you love us.
因为我们知道你先爱我们。
We praise you and glorify you.
我们赞美你，我们荣耀你。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Thank you.